Nico Yannon has the most toxic fan base, and I'm saying this as someone that's been harassed for the last 3 years. I used to go viral at the peak of COVID for doing swatchographic liners on my entire arm. Nico Yannon actually followed me from one of the videos that they saw of me doing this. I would say about 3 months after she followed me, she released graphic liners herself. Now, I don't care that she released graphic liners, but one of the videos that she posted after she released was a copy of one of my videos. And of course, her having around 800,000 followers at this time meant that she was more easier to go viral. And as soon as she went viral for doing full arm swatches, I was met with constant comments about how I was copying her. It's been 3 painful years of copying accusations towards me and literal death threats from her fans. And this is a brand that has multiple accusations from other small businesses that they've copied and stolen from. Funny enough, Eva Expressions also did videos like this but credited me. But what I don't understand is how this brand could see so many of their followers saying stuff to multiple creators and small businesses and not doing anything about it. In fact, right now in her business Discord, her fans are talking about wanting to assault people and she's not saying a word. And that says a lot about the fan base that you're cultivating.